Welcome to Through the Corporate Glass, a podcast that explores career choices.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode. I am Deepa, your host for today's episode. Strategy, we hear this word every day. It can mean many things to people based on the context. It can be used in a personal context or professional context based on your roles. And there is the strategy at an organization or business level. As we think about our own careers, it becomes important to understand how all of these come together. How do we tie what we do with the organization's strategy? To talk about this, we have with us Kaustubh Vashisht. Kaustubh is VP Product Management, Customer Engagement and Marketing at GE Healthcare. In his career spanning over 20 years, he has defined and driven strategies in product management, enterprise architecture, management, and business consulting. He has worked across different industries, healthcare, travel, telecom, and retail. He's passionate about driving teams and the organization around a common mission. I have always enjoyed my conversations with Kaustubh. He makes time to help people see the bigger picture. His perspectives help you reflect on how seemingly disconnected actions can come together to create a strong impact. Hey Kaustubh, welcome to the episode. Really excited to have you with us today.
Hey Deepa, thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for having me on your show. How are you?
Great, Kaustubh, doing good. Looking forward to all the good things you're going to tell us now.
Oh, already pressure.
All right. So, see, Kaustubh, you have played so many different roles in your career, I think spanning over two decades. I would love to hear your thoughts and what expectations you had when you started out at your first job. Had you decided what you wanted to do?
Good question. So I started my career with IBM Global Business Services in 2001. Fresh out of engineering college, having a job with a global technology leader like IBM felt great, as you can imagine, right? What expectation did I have? Not sure if I had a lot. Was too excited to be part of such a great organization. Just curious to learn and explore what it's like to be working with IBM, working on real projects, solving real business problems through technology. Did I know what I want to be at the time? I don't think so as well. Not really. With IBM, well, some of my friends tell me when I joined GE as an enterprise architect, hey, you said you wanted to be an enterprise architect. I was like, wow, I don't remember that. But anyhow, with IBM, I had an awesome induction where we were given a 3-month crash course in all technologies which were in demand at the time, including mainframes, AS400, Unix, database technologies, DB2, Oracle, whatnot, Siebel, advanced Java, middleware technologies, you name it. I was going with the flow, but yeah, I was curious about what's got future potential, what's upcoming, what will help me grow as a professional longer term, how do I learn quickly and get picked up by a project in that area. You can learn everything, but if you are not able to apply the learning, what's the point, right? So I would say I was fortunate to get opportunities and work in a few different areas, including mainframes, Siebel implementation, systems integration, very early on in my career to help me with that process. And you know what? Anything to do with customer relationship and connecting the dots, aka integrations, definitely got me excited then. And I guess even now, right? And with support from my leaders and mentors, I was able to navigate my way into those projects and opportunities.
When you heard the word strategy, right? What did it mean to you at that time?
At that time, the word strategy, yeah, even now, if you think, strategy could be so many things to so many people, including us. So at that time, to be honest, at least in the professional setup, not many leaders talked to us about strategy. It was more around learning and delivering. I think it was for us as individuals, as professionals, hey, to learn more, to stay relevant, what are the strategies that I'm going to build for me? Like versus thinking about the larger business strategy or organization strategy. I think, see, that's where, if you think of the word strategy, it's just where there's a challenge that you're going after or an untapped opportunity you're going after. How will you approach this? So at the time, and I had to learn all these different technologies and ace the test, do well at the test. The strategy was, okay, I need to ace the test. What all should I be learning? What all resources can I tap in? Who all, like there's some areas which were, say, my strengths. There were other areas which were other colleagues' strengths. How do we work with each other to make sure collectively we know everything we need to know as we walk into the tests, right? And then look for a project after that. So the strategy was mostly around, hey, what all actions we'll take personally to stay relevant and employed.
No, makes sense, Kaustubh. See, as you move through or took more senior roles, it would have taken a different meaning. Then your definition or your perspective changes. So how was that for you?
I started my career mostly on the business consulting and delivery side. So that the strategy was mostly around what do we need to do? What is the approach we need to take to make sure we are able to deliver on the commitments we have? So balancing customer needs and your own business needs as a consulting services provider, it's a fine balance. So strategy for that, I became a business consultant where I wanted to be much closer to our customers versus just delivery from a backend perspective. I got that opportunity for 8 years I was at IBM Business Consulting in the US. And for those 8 years while I was in the US, I perhaps went to an IBM office 8 times, tops. I was always with the customer. And that was super exciting because that gave me a firsthand experience of everything that we are doing from a technology perspective. Why is it important for the customers we are working with? And it's not just the technology, right? It's a combination of people, process, technology that needs to come together to help get to the outcome that the customers were trying to get to. And so that's where I would say organizations that they put a strategy together to look at the context holistically right across people, process, technology, and making sure the approach, the action plan, the strategy is holistic. To make sure the whole is better than some of its parts versus just focusing on, okay, let's do the technology piece and we'll see what happens. Or let's just do the process piece and let's see what happens. I think organizations who did that well, we had successful transformational gains. Moved back to India as a practice leader, CRM practice leader with IBM. And at that time, the strategy had to be, in context of the practice, the CRM practice to be relevant. What are all the challenges? How do we address those challenges and make sure the practice continues to deliver for the organization, right? For the customers we work with. So strategy for that, the people strategy, the training, coaching, deployment strategy, and whatnot. Joined GE after that and been with the organization for close to 11 years now, joined as an enterprise architect. Then the strategy meaning was, and I was focused on the regional side of enterprise architecture. So the focus from a strategy perspective was mostly around, hey, for the region to be successful, because regions are closest to our customers. So for the regions to engage with the customers and be able to serve our customer needs, what are all the capabilities they need in context of that region? Every region has nuances, differences. There are things that can be done that are standard, but there are challenges. And I think that's where you need the strategy. What are those differences? What are those challenges that a specific region or for a specific business segment is trying to address or need to address to be successful? And then what are the action plans you put together working with the larger ecosystem to get past those challenges? So again, same realization there. If you look at macro level, it has to, I believe, it has to start with, okay, what is the challenge we are trying to solve for? Call it the mission statement for the organization. What are our strengths to be able to, that we need to amplify? What are the gaps? What are the issues that we need to deal with? Putting together an approach, and this is where differentiation between strategy and planning. Strategy focuses on the approach to deal with those difficult challenges, especially the, call it, things that need to change or need to be done differently.
So you spoke about strategy in terms of the roles, but one thing I wanted to ask was, every organization or a company has a strategy on how they operate, the kind of customers they deal with, the problems they solve, and all of that. So in the context of your switch there, so how did you interpret the strategy across the two companies?
I think as a service provider, as a technology service provider with IBM, if you think of it, especially in the business consulting, I was closer to our end customers, like with IBM. When I moved back to India in a practice head position, I felt that I was slightly becoming distant from the business problems from a customer perspective. If I look back, the IBM Business Consulting Services business, right? How to make sure that continues to deliver to the needs of our customers. That's also, call it, a problem, a challenge, or an opportunity that needed a strategy as our customer base changes, the demands in the industry changes and whatnot. But something that didn't, I would say, resonate with me that much at the time where I was in my career. I wanted to be close to business problems from a, hey, what are we building or changing in the world, right? That's where I joined GE as an enterprise architect with the expectation to be closer to, like, the end consumers of the products, the solutions that GE Healthcare as a business caters to. Huge opportunity, right? But again, as many of the IT organizations, at least then you have an opportunity to understand and be closer to the business, but the way IT organizations were positioned, you're still in a, perhaps to some extent by design, responding to what, say, your business stakeholders are in the various functions need. I felt that was a challenge and an opportunity both. Many a times we have digitized processes now. How do we start getting value out of it? That's where, if you see over the last 10 years, focus on data and analytics, process excellence, process improvement, using data, using everything that IT systems have captured, it has become a huge focus.
This is a perfect segue for what I wanted to ask you next. Let's take an example of, you know, a business strategy that would help explain this a bit more.
Something in mind?
I can think of e-commerce, but I think you can always bring up something else.
All right, e-commerce. E-commerce, it has to be contextual. Are you talking about an e-commerce platform provider, an e-commerce marketplace provider, or you're talking about an organization adopting e-commerce as a channel for their go-to-market?
I think we should cover all three so that we can then talk through how a particular, say, situation or context, how it varies and what strategy means in each, because that drives, that kind of defines how that business runs.
Hmm. Okay, you make it even more interesting. Gosh. All right. So think of the first one, e-commerce technology provider. So if you're an e-commerce technology provider, you've got to look at first, what are my strengths? What do people, or what does the whole world recognize us for in terms of what we bring to the table as a provider? Now, Are we already number one? Are we already the best? If we are, what are the headwinds or potential headwinds that we need to, you know, start anticipating and addressing proactively so that we sustain that goodness? We continue to differentiate and stay on top. If I'm not the number one, if we are, say, number two, three, or maybe even further down from just how the world looks at us and our ranking and positioning, when people think of e-commerce, technology options, what is that is preventing us? Is it like that's where understanding the ecosystem? Is it product capabilities? Is it our pricing and costing? And is it our partner ecosystem? Is it just our reach? Because e-commerce, depending on the organization you're trying to sell the product to, it could be localized in a given region. Or if there's a global organization that is planning to deploy e-commerce technology at a global scale, they look for a partner who can scale, who can truly scale globally. Right. So in our, call it technology solution or overall solution that we offer, are we capable of doing that or not? If not, then what are the gaps? So basically understanding that our strengths, our challenges, and the opportunities ahead of us, that's number one. So call it diagnosis of the current state before even you put together a strategy. Right. Then once you know the current state, and that's where you start, then you start plotting the strategy, okay, to address the gap that we have to be the number one e-commerce technology provider. What all do we need to do? What needs to happen from a people perspective, our product strategy perspective, our operational strategy perspective, sales and marketing, customer success, customer service, the whole nine yards, right? So as a big organization, you look at the holistic picture, and then whatever is your biggest challenge, if I'm the leader of that organization, hey, how do we get past that hurdle ASAP? Right. And I think that's where you would have heard me say, you have to find a way to go fast without being reckless. So embrace the challenge, embrace the red sooner rather than later, because the more you push it down, the slower the overall outcomes realization will be, and it will have impact in every part of your organization, right? Success path. So yeah, diagnosis of the current state, identifying the challenges, putting together an action plan, hypotheses, assumptions, and an action plan across all the dimensions is where you start pulling together a strategy. And then at the same time, I think having the metrics that all of us, all the dimensions will measure success towards or with is going to be the key to success. If I measure success as, hey, I'm just going to enable best-in-class customer experience, that's not a success metric. And it has to be very specific. Right? It has to be specific. It has to be time-bound. And everybody, at least at the organization strategy level, have to be measuring to that metric. Now within each of the sub-functions, as you go to the next level, say the product team, the engineering team, the operations team, the marketing team, the sales team, to activate that strategy, the tactics that got adopted that we'll all will, you know, start working on. For that tactic, what do I need to do? That needs to be clarified. Right? Then you will put a product strategy for that tactic, right? An operational strategy for the tactic. And you need to make sure everybody comes back at a regular cadence to stay aligned, going back to the making the whole better than some of its parts. And because if everybody's definition of good is different, yeah, strategy won't work. So that's just from a e-commerce platform provider, technology provider. And then continue to iterate through this to make it a more adaptive strategy over time.
Got it. Makes sense? Makes sense. It definitely strategy has to be coherent and coordinated. Yes,
perfect. Exactly. Exactly, right? Yeah. Now, if you think of e-commerce as a marketplace provider, so you have a platform, you're not really selling e-commerce as a technology solution, but your value prop is, hey, anybody who wants to do e-commerce, we have a marketplace that provides fair opportunity to every provider. It makes it easy for every supplier, and it makes it easy for the consumers to contrast and compare and pick what's the best for them. So it's an interesting value prop for marketplaces, right? Where, hey, this is where, if you think of, yeah, airline reservation, right? Flight ticket booking. There's so many marketplaces where each one of us go and look for, hey, I want to go from point A to point B. What are the best options? And across all the providers, right? Across all the airlines. That's a marketplace, essentially. For them, strategy will be very different from just a platform provider as a product. You have to differentiate where, how do I get more footfall on my site?
Right.
How, and I think let's use the airline example. How do I make it easy for people to search and book tickets in an easy manner and be able to solve for what those end users of my marketplace are looking for and differentiate vis-a-vis the other marketplaces, because there's so many of them, right? I think that's where their differentiation is more from a, call it, product and solution perspective. Like the user journey, user experience become a critical differentiator. Again, e-commerce, but as you could imagine, a different strategy. Then you think of a big organization looking at e-commerce as a channel to go to market, to sell their products and services. I think for them, even before they look at, oh, do I need to buy? Do I need to build? Do I need to just go to a marketplace? I think that organization needs to understand their context first. What is that we sell today? In context of our customer base, could be, I need to grow into customer segments where historically I've not been able to play, but the cost of the channels I have today perhaps may not be the most optimal to grow profitably. So I want to grow market coverage, but do I use a field sales organization, or for the products or service that I have, I could potentially use a digital channel. So knowing will that channel work or not for the customer base you have is critical. And then there could be strategies for like micro moments there, pricing strategy, payment strategy, what all payment gateways would you use? How would you help the customer, content strategy? How do you help the customers make a decision without having a human-to-human interaction that they want to buy from you? Will it be just on the e-commerce site, or there are there other parts of the organization or the larger ecosystem that your strategy should look at to make it work?
See, Kaushik, this is the thing. At the organization level, I would say leadership, CEO, they define a strategy that is most suited to them. Say it can be any of the scenarios that you described, right? So depending on the organization, they decide their strategy. How does the information about the rationale of the strategy flow down to maybe some developer working on that product or platform?
I think it starts with us. Each one of us as individuals, just being curious about how our work contributes to the overall mission, vision, and strategy of our organization, our teams, ourselves. Asking those questions, thinking about that intentfully, having those conversations, making sure we understand and accordingly prioritize our work. Easier said than done, but I think as professionals, be it developers, testers, project managers, scrum masters, any professional, right, through the whole, involved in the whole process in the organization, I think have to be intentful about that, right? Be curious. Then from a leadership perspective, yeah, I think every leader must prioritize making sure they put the effort in to bring awareness in the team, right, about the company direction, the organization direction, the mission, vision, the strategy, and contextualize it. I think this is where, if think of this, if you share, like you ask for a developer, right, you share a business strategy of an industry that the developer is part of, but again, may not relate with all the terms and terminologies, right? And if you don't contextualize the message into your target audience, and this is not just about strategy, this is communication 101, right? Where you have to contextualize the communication so that the recipient of the information of that communication can understand. Right? So at every levels in the organization, leaders making that effort to contextualize so that that level in the organization, that group of people in the organization can understand. And it helps them with the first point that I mentioned, right? Prioritizing their work, and because I know what I'm doing, how it contributes to the overall mission, right? And overall strategy. And I think last thing would be, and it's a very important foundational one, I would say, strategy should focus on setting clear approach and guiding principles to address the most critical challenges, the biggest obstacles that we need to overcome to achieve the mission, the goal we've set for ourselves as a team, as an organization, to give us the best chance to succeed holistically. Now, this will include what we'll do, and equally, if not more importantly, what we'll not do as a team, as an organization, as we go about activating the strategy. I believe that clarity should help everyone at all levels of the organization to align their priorities, their work towards the success of that strategy. Hope that helps.
Definitely. And that's a very beautiful point you made there, because very often we only think of what we do, but what we don't do is as much or if not more important.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, initially when we start out, you're more focused on, see, I'm doing this, I shall get this done. And maybe you understand how it fits in, maybe not as much, but there is heavy execution focus. And then I think at a certain point, as you grow in your career, you need to get to this strategy mindset. And that jump is not easy. So how do you traverse that? Or how do you work on building this mindset? I'm sure it's not going to happen in a day, right? So what are the things that people can do to traverse this gap?
Yeah. So I think it's it's a lot to do with as you experience, right, through your career, different situations, and get more and more exposure to things beyond just your code. It should become easier. A lot of it, whether it become easier or not, has to do with, are we as professionals curious? Do we want to see more and understand why we are doing what we are doing more than just focusing on the technology aspect? Now, when I say that, I'll add a word of caution there. You don't want to give up on your technology strength as technologist. I've given you the developer example. I call it, that's your entry ticket to the game. Right? Your expertise as a technologist and how you continue to build on top of that is what is going to differentiate you versus the rest. As we have more exposure in the roles that we play different parts or in different times in a career, through that exposure, investing in understanding more, understanding the larger context is on us.
Yeah, one last question for you before we wrap up. Okay. So typically when you think of strategy, right, like you said, when you're looking ahead, you're thinking about the future. Sometimes the present can consume you so much, right? So how do you balance the need for staying true to the long term and managing the present, which can overwhelm you?
I think this is where we have to be mindful of what are we putting the strategy for. You're not going to create a strategy for everything. If something is working just fine, you just need to make sure, you know, you have the tactics and the means in place to sustain it. Like if you think history of the word strategy, where does it come from? Military, war. And that's where it has to be, like, not watered down strategy. See, this is where, given it's a fancy word, oh, strategy, we got to have a strategy. Okay, what is the problem we are solving for? I think we have to be very clear about that. Is it a real problem or a fictitious problem? right? Do that analysis, do that diagnosis, right? And then put a strategy. And again, strategy cannot be, I think this is where to your point on, if it is too much in the weeds, then it's not a strategy. And that's what it will be tough to align between your day-to-day grind and work that you do with strategy. At times it could be orthogonal, or it may feel like, okay, am I aligned to the strategy or not? So strategy, like, I'll take an example for that. Hopefully, I remember from reading some time back. So what's the mission statement or mission that Elon Musk and Tesla as an organization, how do we change the world or move the world towards more use of sustainable energy and less use of fossil fuels? So on that path, how do you do that in a profitable manner, in a manner that it's a big change? It's a huge, gigantic change, right, for the world. So it's not just going to be something that's in your control or Elon Musk's control. It's a multi-generation change that runs over multiple decades. So I think, if I'm not wrong, the strategy that Elon has adopted, I don't remember exactly, but I think first was to build a vehicle, an electric vehicle that is very much focused on the, like, affluent part of the society, the people who can really, like, it stands out. It's a sports car, which is electric, that not everybody can afford. But then, given you're going to sell a few of those, build a buzz around it, as well as get money to fund your research for, I think, Model S, that was the next, which more people can afford than Model 3, which is, again, doing it at being able to manufacture batteries and vehicles at scale, and not just what Tesla does, but through a network effect, building an ecosystem, like, as you can see, even in India, the work that Ola Electric is doing and other organizations are doing. So building a network effect around the globe on electrification of transportation and ways to move around. So things that you do as an organization, things that you influence around the world, so that it helps you, as well as, just if you think of that larger mission statement, it's complementary to that as well. Now, if you think, I think Elon's strategy is at that macro level, in a step-by-step sequence, okay? Go after a specific segment, generate enough both revenue or profit and buzz to scale it to the next level. If that goes well, scale it to the next level. And how do you use influencing across the world also to just make this a way of living versus just a Tesla thing? I think good strategies are at that, not a plan to, okay, how exactly will I build a Tesla? If you think of a big organization, that now if I'm the shop floor leader or manufacturing leader for Tesla, yeah, I need to have a strategy for how will I, based on the volume demand that is coming my way or going to come my way, how will I be able to sustain the demand and still deliver at high quality? So that will be a different strategy, but aligned to the macro level strategy of, okay, what's the mission?
That was a nice summary. Thank you so much for taking out the time and explaining things to me.
Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for the invite. Yeah, look forward to more conversations.
Definitely.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed our episode, do subscribe to the podcast and check out our show notes, which provide more information on the topics discussed during the episode. Please follow us on LinkedIn at Through the Corporate Glass and on Twitter at Corporate Glass, and share your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. You can also check out our website, throughthecorporateglass.com.